9 o'clock, First Dame people, welcome, good morning, and thanks for waking up early to be here with us today. So, if you read the news lately, these last days, there were some publications about some issues found in OpenSSL, right? With some security bugs, security issues due to some bugs that open backdoor in OpenSSL. Some of these were found by artificial intelligence, and some of these were present for more than 20 years in the systems. That's a bit what the same situation that we have with the PHP engine, and that's why we have Alexandre with us today to lead us through this story. So Alexandre is the CTO of
Etiel.coop.
Etiel.coop, right? He's also an active contributor of the PHP Franken and also a contributor to the PHP language. So ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Alexandre Dubois.
Thank you. Really glad to be here to present some security talk and talk about PHP. Really glad to be at First Dame. This is actually the first time I'm coming to this event, so yeah, pretty excited about it. It's really impressive, the size of the event and the number of tracks that are in parallel. So yeah, really glad that you chose this one, and this is the right choice. So yeah, let's talk about live exploiting PHP engine security breaches. So I'm Alexandre Dubois. I am CTO at Etiel.coop, a French company based in Lille, near here. I'm part of the Symfony core team, Symfony, which is a PHP framework. So how many of you maybe know Symfony? Great. And who use it? Oh, not great. Maybe more Laravel or things like that, I guess. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I'm also part of the Franken PHP and PHP core maintainer team. And yeah, this is why I want to talk about PHP, because this is really my main expertise domain, let's say. So at Etiel.coop, we maintain OSS projects. So we are a French company that creates on-demand websites, applications, and so on. But we also maintain open source projects such as Symfony API platform. API platform being like an extension of Symfony, which allows you to create easily API, REST API, RESTful APIs, and things like this quickly. Franken PHP, and also we maintain the PHP interpreter, etc. We are a few in the company to be core maintainer of these things. So I'm not the only person that maintains these projects. We are like 3, 4, 5 to actively maintain those projects. And so, yeah, as you can guess, PHP is our expertise because our main open source projects are created for PHP or in PHP. And yeah, PHP is very old. The first time it was released is like in 1994, and then in 6 years later, in 2000, Zen Engine 1.0 is released, and this is a huge improvement for the performances of the language. And then 4 years after that, Zen Engine 2.0 is released, and this is the first time PHP can embed the object-oriented programming. Before that, it was just functional programming and so on. And then in 2004, then there is object-oriented programming. And in 2020, we have the just-in-time compiler that is introduced. So just-in-time compiler is like a big optimization for CPU-intensive applications. So if you have like a lot of calculations and math and things like that, it's a huge perf boost for free, literally. And it works really well. And then in 2025, we have PHP 8.5 that is released. And we are currently working on PHP 8.6 that is scheduled to be released in November 2026. So yeah, 30 years and counting. And I'm showing you this to show you that the language is old, that's right, but it's continuing to evolve year after year, and bugs are fixed and new features are introduced, and it keeps catching up with modern languages and modern texts and stacks. So it's not like PHP is dead and things like that. It's more alive than ever. We have the PHP Foundation that now sponsors full-time and part-time core developers to maintain the PHP interpreter. So yeah, the future of PHP is assured. And yeah, we'll see PHP in 10 more years for sure. So this is a quick look of the GitHub page of the PHP interpreter, PHP source. And we can see that we have more than 100,000 commits in 30 years. It's huge. This is the number of commits since the beginning in 30 years. And if you take it on those entire lifetime of PHP, it's nearly 5,000 commits per year, or 13 commits per day. An average time of 2 hours between each commit during the last 30 years on the PHP interpreter. And this is thanks to more than 1,000 unique contributors. And yeah, nearly 40 GitHub stars. So again, I'm showing you this to show you that this is really, PHP is really a project that is evolving and being maintained actively, like with 2 hours of average time between two commits. So yeah, it's pretty active and it's not abandoned or things like that. And it's still an excellent choice for your application if you want to start a new project and things like that. This is definitely a good choice. And PHP powers 75 to 80% of the web. So thanks WordPress, of course. If anyone wants to create an e-commerce or things like that, of course they are going to have a look at WordPress thanks to all the one-click solutions provided by the cloud providers and things like that. But yeah, still, PHP powers 75 to 80% of the web. And this is huge, of course. And as you can imagine, security is a big challenge. This is the most important yet complicated topic in tech projects. And with a project that powers that much websites all over the world, you can imagine that this is really a big challenge as well. So, if you have a look at the GitHub page of the project, again, you have, of course, the security tab and all the security advisories that are published for the PHP source code, which is all the security vulnerabilities that were discovered in the source code. Of course, this is not all the security advisories for the last 30 years. It is just since PHP is on GitHub, but still, we have publicly disclosed security advisories that are just available here. And yeah, so you can see on the right some score on some severity for those breaches. And this is given thanks to the CVSS, the Common Vulnerability Scoring System. So this is a way to give some severity score to vulnerabilities and to know if this is bad or really bad. So you have many factors to determine if this is bad or really bad. The first one being the attack vector. So this is the attack vector is how you can exploit this vulnerability. Is it by plugging an USB stick? Is it by the network and things like that? So attack vector is this. Second vector is the attack complexity. Is it super easy for anyone to use this vulnerability, or is it super complicated and you have to know many prior knowledge to exploit this vulnerability and so on? Third factor is privileges required. Is the security vulnerability accessible to anyone, unauthenticated user and so on, or does it require to be an admin on the website or to be authenticated and things like that? User interaction. This one, yeah, pretty important because you are going to tell if the security vulnerability requires someone to do something on its own to use it. This is really bad if you have a security vulnerability without any user interaction, because this means that you can just use a vulnerability without anyone noticing or doing anything. And of course, it's harder for the security vulnerability to be exploited if user interaction is required. Fifth factor is a scope. So does it affect the whole project or just a tiny bit of the project? Sixth one is confidentiality. This means that does your security vulnerability is known by everyone, so this is really bad, or no one is knows that it exists, so this is a better situation, of course. The seventh is integrity. Does the security vulnerability compromise some of your data or not? So in the case of the PHP interpreter, it doesn't make that sense, but keep in mind that this scale is for all projects, and yeah, this is why we have this kind of factors. And the last factor is availability. So is it does it touch many versions of your project? For example, in the PHP source, if the security